This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Nurkic and Whiteside combined started yesterday at 23 and 18. They were drastically outshot from the field, from behind the perimeter, but it's a scrimmage. Who really cares? I'm kind of more invested in the, is this a practice, certain elements of what you're going to do as a team, whereas like the regular season, every single game you play is going to matter. But we got our first look of what Hassan Whiteside and Yusuf Nurkic starting together looks like against Toronto yesterday. What did you think, Joe?
I did not watch. I know. I'm a loser.
What did you do?
I'm a loser.
I think what it was, it was 3 o'clock yesterday. I was working yesterday.
So it's okay.
I was making that money. But I did see some highlights from the first scrimmage, and I did catch the audio of Nurk yelling, "Ball don't lie."
Ball don't lie.
That was hilarious.
Well, you know, I think there's only so much you could take away from a scrimmage as you...
Give me the real thing on
Friday.
I
know.
I'll definitely be tuned in then.
I know. I think Friday can't come quick enough, but as much as we want to try to make a story out of something that isn't, I just don't think there's too much to it. Like, they haven't gotten off to a great three-point shooting start in Orlando. I'm not ready to really gripe about that yet. We'll find out what happens once they start their season. What I am interested in is how a big man combination of like Nurk, Collins, and Whiteside is ultimately going to operate. I think the thing that leaves me most nervous, and we talked about this with Eric Gunderson on Friday's show, the thing that leaves me most nervous about running a lineup like that is Nurk and Hassan being either dragged out on the perimeter, depending on who they play. And I'll pull up their schedule here in a second to remind myself, but getting dragged out the perimeter to play and leaving the paint kind of exposed to smallerish guys. And then I also kind of wonder what they're going to do offensively and how that's going to look. Do you help or do you hurt yourself by playing both Hassan and Yusuf? I think the arguments of how you help yourself in the rebounding department, you know, covering the perimeter, or not the perimeter, the paint, and some jump shots that are just inside the arc, I think there's validity to that. I also see scenarios, if you play the wrong team and have the wrong matchup, we're having two of the three guys or two of your five guys out there who really aren't known as three-point shooters, at least yet. Like Yusuf Nurkic hit a three against Toronto. Hassan was hitting a couple extended jump shots. Those are good signs, but you're not banking on them as three-point shooters. I love the energy and even the fire. There was a moment, I can't remember when exactly, but there was a moment with Yusuf and Ibaka. They had a little bit of a push back and forth and an in their face. I love it. And I've said this before, I think things that Yusuf brings and things Zach brings that the team doesn't necessarily have is that kind of chippiness and willingness to get into somebody's face physically. Dame wouldn't back down from anybody, right? Like him and Westbrook went at it last year, but he doesn't quite have that same type of reaction when he's going at a player. Whereas like Zach and Yusuf Nurkic, they'll get right in your face. They'll get in your grill and they'll let you know they don't like you. And I like that. But when you're running two bigs out, you do expose yourself to problems defensively, potentially. And then offensively, what are you? Are you an inside-outside team? I'd like to believe that with Dame and CJ, you're kind of an outside-inside team. And how much does that help with the rebounding department? I think adding the fact that they're competing for that playoff spot, Joe, what I'm most looking forward to are like those first three games with Hassan and Yusuf Nurkic. Do you think we're going to get good production out of them as a tandem? Or Whiteside and Collins, or Nurk and Collins, depending on how Terry feels. He said he liked what he saw from the two. And then obviously we saw what Zach and Nurk can be in their first scrimmage against Indiana. But like, that is probably my second thing, right? Outside of competing for the playoffs, which is everybody's given as a Blazer fan, I can't wait to see how Nurkic and Whiteside, or Collins and Nurk, or Nurk and White, or Collins and Whiteside, how they're going to look collectively with two bigs like that on the floor.
Yeah, just the idea of those three on the floor at the same time, it gets you somewhat excited, because you obviously know what Nurkic can do. You've seen the bright spots of Hassan's game throughout this season. And then Collins, say what you want about him. I mean, he's got to prove a lot coming back regardless. He had a great playoff run last year, but leading up to the playoffs last year, he was not having a great sophomore year. So the thing with me with Whiteside is that sometimes he does just kind of look like he's lost, doing his own thing, floating around on the offensive side of the ball, and throws up a weird shot, and then you're just kind of like, dude, Hassan, what are you doing? And then on the defensive end, sometimes he gets lackadaisical. So I wonder about having Nurkic and him on the floor, if that is going to work out very well, and how quickly we are going to see how quick it will take for us to find out if it is going to work out. But just from how I see Hassan play, and Nurkic is he's much more technical, trying to find those passing lanes on cutters. I feel like having Hassan, two bigs like that on the floor at the same time, it might clutter some things up, and Hassan might just kind of get in the way of things sometimes.
Well, you also have to worry about those mismatches, right? Like Melo was asked about that, how he played the four before COVID, and now he's basically going to be asked to play the three with Zach, Nurk, and Hassan together. You're going to have to worry about those matchups. You know, can those guys, Zach has obviously lived less body weight than the other two, but like, and I think he has the athleticism. I don't know what Hassan or Nurk, it's all matchup driven. Now, Hassan is largely going to be the center in this situation, but their first three games are Grizzlies, Celtics, Rockets. Then you get into the Nuggets, which we'll see about the Nuggets and how they're going to be. And then you get the Clippers. Your first five games are just nightmare matchups. You can take advantage of the first one. You beat Memphis, you cut that to 2.5. You're right in the sweet spot of having that three game series where you got to beat them twice to get into the playoffs. That's great. But then you get to Boston,
and Jason Tatum is a problem. So
I mean, you're talking perimeter oriented type team. They lack the bigs. Maybe Portland can beat them up down low, but for the most part, Boston's perimeter athletic driven. We know Houston's going to play small ball again. That could be a problem. Or though we could, this is what's tough. You want to give a definitive opinion. I just don't know what teams are going to show up and which style is going to overcome the other. Is the small ball style, the push at tempo of Houston, going to overmatch and be too much and too quick for Portland? Or is Portland's bigs going to be able to punish Houston for playing small ball? The Orlando bubble leaves you with so many questions, and quite frankly, we're just going to kind of wait for those answers. But I liked what I saw from Nurkic and Zach against Indiana. And I got to be honest, I liked what I saw from Nurk and Whiteside against Toronto. I think they were up by just a couple points at the half. They played well in the first. How is it going to look when the games matter and you play teams with difficult matchups? Just styles that go against what you are. And then will this hurt them on offense? I worry that a little bit. You're taking three-pointers away from your team when you're playing multiple bigs. But again, to that point, we saw Nurkic hit a three against Toronto. We've seen Hassan hit long-range jump shots. Although he doesn't really jump. He kind of just shoots them flat-footed. But we got an example of what that looked like yesterday against Toronto. And then they have one more game left, right, Joe? They got one more.
Yes, I believe. Well, I've been saying it in my update, so I better be right. It's tomorrow against Oklahoma City.
Tomorrow against OKC, and then you dive in about 4 days. Memphis, 1 o'clock, middle of our show, July 31st. There you go. So we'll dive in. What are your thoughts? What do you think about starting Nurk and Whiteside, or Collins and Whiteside, or whoever it is, the combination of big men going with the Twin Towers approach here around Dame and CJ, how that's going to work out with their schedule?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.